Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
The Word of God is so simple and yet so profound. And what happens is, men and women of God bring confusion to the Word of God. They put all these limitations on and all these kinds of religious, traditional thinking and ideas, and they take what is so simple in truth. Paul said, the great apostle Paul said, I preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's it. There's nothing more basic than that. Jesus came, He lived, He died, He was buried, He was crucified, He did what He did, He rose from the dead, He took our sin, our judgment, our punishment, our sickness, and He's seated together with God in the heavenly places. Boom. You can't get more basic than that. You preach that, and you get that, and this becomes your foundation. Your foundation where He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Your foundation where He said, by my stripes you are healed. Your foundation that said, I will supply seed to the sown, bread for your food, and I'll multiply your seed sown, and I'll increase the fruits of your righteousness. The most basic things, like I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Like 2 Corinthians 2:14, thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. When those become basic things in your life, it's like that guy throwing that ball and he pummels it through the air like however far he can. And the guy, he's taught, he's learned, he's looking, he's not looking behind him while he's looking in front, charging. And he knows that the quarterback is going to throw it to where this wing, this left wing is going. And he knows my speed and he knows where I'll be and I'm going to dodge and do this. So he's throwing it where he knows I'm going to end up. So when I get to the end where I know I've got to turn now, I turn and the ball's there. Amen. Basic. Am I right? It's the basics. So you take the Word of God and you've got all of that stuff inside of you. And when 2020, a year of craziness, yeah. I mean, I just look at this and say, woo, Jesus is coming back soon. But there's a lot of people that need to hear truth. And when I look at all the stuff taking place around me, I'm rooted, I'm grounded on the foundation of the Word of God. I've got the basics, I've got the foundation. And now when things hit my life, I turn to the King. Amen. And I turn to the Word. And that's all that comes out of me. The Word. The Word. The Word. But now listen, it's not all that comes out of me. There are times when I slip up. Everybody slips up. Everybody can do it. We all slip up, and out of my mouth I hear myself saying stuff. I'm believing for this, but I hear myself saying something contrary. But thank God I've got to that place where I recognize it. I say, oh Lord, forgive me. I call those words to fall in the ground and die. I don't want that harvest. Lord, forgive me. I repent of those spoken words out of my own mouth. Obviously, there's something in my heart that's trying to stop me, and I switch back to what I'm believing for. And God says, okay, we just pick it up and keep going. But I have issues just like all of us, every one of us. We all have situations. I go through tests, trials, and temptations just like you. Jesus went through every single one, plus what we haven't even seen, and He never succumbed to one of them. And so He's shown us we can stand strong. And this is a powerful figure. It's just so exciting that when you speak something negative and wrong, that's contrary to the language of redemption, your own heart. You don't even need the Holy Spirit to tell you, you made a mistake, you sinned. You just, your own heart says, whoa, what are you doing, big boy? And you say, whoa, and you switch the thing around. All of us go through that. And you know, when I say sin, doesn't mean some crazy, the five big sins. You know, I'm talking about anger that is not really godly anger. The Bible says what is not of faith is sin. So listen, don't come here with, I have not sinned. God said there's none righteous, no, not one. And he said in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. So we can't get that attitude, well, I never slip up. Well, you slip up. And when you're thinking that, that means you're in that state right now of slipping up. You just slipped up when you thought, I don't do that. That pride got a hold of you. Bang. Instead of saying, you know, maybe I need to check myself out. That's the heart of God. And so I caught myself speaking the other day. And I had to immediately grab myself out of that thing, repent of it. And I do communion. And I've been doing communion for the last 3 or 4 weeks now every morning. For various things in my own life that I'm believing God for, and for our country and our nation and the church and all the body of believers here, I partake of Holy Communion. I did this morning. And so we all have to face situations. We all have to face hurricanes. Yeah. All of us. Every one of us. So I don't want you to think, well, I can't go and speak to pastor because he's hurricane proof. I'm not. But I can tell you what I am, and I'm getting better at. I'm getting at being devil-proof. Because I'm surrounded and covered by God. And I almost feel like sometimes I'm bubble-wrapped. And when I look back on my life, I don't know about all of you. If you look back on your life, and you see the things that you did, and you see how did I get out of that? You didn't know how, what, and who. You thought it was your smarts that got you out of it. You thought it was luck. You thought it was just coincidence. But somehow, wow, that, you know, if you think back seriously, you'll see the hand of God right there, protecting you, taking care of you. And I think that's in Psalm 71:15. I believe it's there, where he says, we don't even know how many times he's protected us in a day. So don't ever be big deal. We all face flu. Amen. We all face hurricanes. We all face what's going on in the world right now. Everyone's facing corona. I mean, these are real things brought into the earth by the curse. But I don't want you to ever feel, well, pastor, you're one step above me. I'm not. I might have just mastered the basics of healing better than you at this stage, because that's what I've been concentrating on for years. But you might be master of the basics in finances, and I haven't got that yet. So there's no need to look at each other and judge. No, we love one another. We speak to one another. We care about one another. It's just wonderful. Amen. And so we've got to learn to speak this language of redemption. And boy, we all get tripped up. Every one of us. And you won't believe this, but sometimes I even get tripped up on the golf course. Yeah. In a game that I'm enjoying and loving. And all of a sudden, I can't hit a golf ball out of the blue, and my mind starts to get crazy, and I have to pull myself back in. We all have to. Amen. The Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul, said, I put my flesh under, and I keep it under. Right. You've got to keep it under. You've got to keep it down, because it wants to rise up. It wants to take over. The old man that's crucified with Christ wants to be in control. But you've got to say, nope, you're not going to. Nope, you're not going to. And then eventually what happens is you cut yourself. I did the craziest thing yesterday. I was cutting a watermelon. And I got this fancy machine that you pull it. It's just a funny little knife in that shape. And it's double-sided. Double like a parallel blade next to it, and you put it in, you hook it up, and you pull, and that whole slither of watermelon comes out from the bottom. It's perfect. And then you put it on a plate, you cut it in pieces, put it in the fridge, whatever you want to do. I was doing that, and someone said something to me, and I'm cutting with this knife that is super sharp, and zoop, and I knew this is a bad cut. Because you know when you've had a, oh, that's not a good one. And so we paper towels and carrying on, and pushing and everything. And but you know what? You know what impressed me? Was I didn't cuss. I didn't say anything stupid. I said, oh Lord God, my Jesus, let this thing be healed. And I started praying. That tells me I've grown some. Because before, the language of the unredeemed would have come out of my mouth. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Come on. Don't act holier than thou, because God will just slap you on the side of the head and say, come right. And so now listen. So you think that's where it ends? So now my daughter's got a friend coming, and they're going to make pasta from scratch. They got the flour, they got everything, and we prepared the house. I went shopping with her between me getting ready for service last night and today. And so I take her to shop, and we go shopping, and we buy all the stuff she needs. And they finish working, and they make the food and everything, and it's really good, I must say. And all the dishes are in the sink. So I said, you know what, they cooked, I'll clean the dishes. And I'm cleaning the dishes, and guess what? The same knife, lying in the bottom, I put my hand in to pick up something, and zap, my finger, boom, and I feel like, oh my Lord, no. And I've got the paper towel and the whole thing, same knife, opposite finger. And so now I'm squeezing and praying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. It took a long time for these to stop bleeding, and Band-Aid after Band-Aid, and it just came straight through the blood, and oh my Lord. And I said, Lord, there's got to be a lesson in this for me somewhere. And he said, yeah, you're learning the language of the redeemed. I said, thank you, Jesus. Oh yeah, I mean, I could have, why did this happen? What is wrong? Am I stupid? That's going from me further and further. The more I'm in the basics, the further that language gets from me. So you can practice. You can train yourself to speak the redemptive language. It's a better language, and you feel better speaking that, and you live better because you're saying what you're believing that's in your spirit. So now I know that what comes out of my heart and my mouth is more God than unsaved. More redemptive language than unsaved. There's still some unsaved in there. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All of you. All of us. Oh, no. Well, Paul, so how could you? Well, remember the Tabasco sauce rose up? Someone cut you off and the bird flew again? Remember them days? Yeah. Yeah. Come on. So don't come with that. Or she just rolled her eyes at you and you went off the chain. Come on. We still got things. We still have things. Or you see what they're doing on TV and you just, you explode. We have all got unredeemed, unredemptive language still programmed into us, and we got to, as the more of the redeemed language you put it in, it squashes the other out. Amen. Amen. Before I knew God like I know God now, if this happened to me yesterday, no one would want to be around me because of what I would have been saying and doing and throwing my toys out of the cot. Come on. So you've got to also give yourself credit. Please, so many people think, well, I'm just a sinner. No, you're not. You're saved. You're a saint. Well, I'm just no good. Yes, you are. God, when he created you, he looked at the humans and he said, it is very good. You're not just good, you're super good. And so don't be so hard on yourself. Acknowledge some of the good things that have changed in you through the good things that are in Christ. You have to acknowledge the fact that, wow, you know, I don't cuss so much anymore. Wow, you know what? I managed to stop smoking, even though it was just for 2 months, and then I kicked it back in again, but I'm trying. Acknowledge the fact that you're trying, whereas before you wouldn't have even given a hoot.
That's right.
Come on. You've got to acknowledge the growth inside of yourself. You've got to see that, because the devil is the one who's going to try to come and accuse you and say, well, look at you. You're still the same. You haven't changed. You still do this. You still curse. You still smoke. You still take a drink here and there, or drink. And we allow him to come and tell us who we are not. You see, who you are is you're a king's kid that makes you royalty with a priestly anointing. You're an anointed child of the Most High God. That's who you are. So when you act unredemptively, that's not who you are. That's who he wants you to believe you are. See, he got there with Adam and Eve. If you want to be like God, they were already like God, then do this. And he got them to step outside of the redemptive place into the other place. He tried it with Jesus. If you are the Son of God, then do this. He'll come with it. It's just amazing.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located